The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1962, the man who helped to create early vacuum tube-powered computers such as ENIAC and UNIVAC made a bold prediction that someday everyone would carry a computer around with them, and the computers would be handheld, like the one that I'm reading this script from. He was a little bit off in his prediction, since he didn't mention amusingly captioned pictures of cats, but otherwise, he was startlingly close to the mark. Born on this day in 1922, the man who practically invented the modern comics business, Stan Lee. Star Trek's Nichelle Nichols was born today in 1932.
Captain, both amplitude and frequency modulation being used. I think I can pick up something visual. It's a news broadcast using a system I think they once called video.
Television was the colloquial term.
Linux programmer Linus Torvalds was born today in 1969. In 1963, everything changed for Doctor Who, thanks to the time traveler's first alien menace.
There were two races on this planet. We, the Daleks, and the Thals.
The Daleks were revealed and became an overnight sensation just 6 weeks into the series' run. In 1974, it was a new era for a new Doctor.
Ah, too late.
No! No, Doctor, wait! Doctor, listen! Please, it's Sarah! Doctor!
Hello. Come to see me off, have you? Well, I hate goodbyes. I'll just slip away quietly.
Oh, no, Doctor, you can't go.
Can't? There's no such word as can't.
Oh.
Why not?
Well, because you're not... Well, because, the Brigadier needs you, don't you, Brigadier?
What? Oh, yes, of course, depending on you.
What for?
Well, there's been this robbery, hasn't there, Brigadier? Some kind of secret weapon.
Ah, yes, very serious business.
And, I mean, you are still UNIT's scientific advisor. Remember? Well, you can't go rushing off and leave them in the lurch.
Can't I? Goodbye.
Tom Baker starred in his first episode of Doctor Who, Part 1 of Robot, on this day. And in 1992, a new Starfleet crew discovered something amazing that would change the galaxy in the series premiere of Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Can you get a fix on our coordinates?
There is a star just under 5 light-years away. No M-class planets. Computer, identify closest star system.
Edron, a ternary system consisting of twin O-type companions.
Edron, that can't be right.
Computer basis of identification.
Edron is based on the analysis conducted in the 22nd century by the Quadros 1 probe of the Gamma Quadrant.
The Gamma Quadrant? 70,000 light-years from Bajor? I'd say we just found our way into a wormhole.
It's not like any wormhole I've ever seen. There were none of the usual resonance waves.
Could this be how the orbs found their way into the Bajoran system?
Not an unreasonable hypothesis.
If it's true, that would mean that this has been here for 10,000 years. Dax, we might have just discovered the first stable wormhole known to exist. Bring us about, Lieutenant.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Available now, the best of Classic Gaming Expo 2005 on two DVDs, featuring the programmers behind classic video games from Activision and Imagic, the inventor of the first cartridge video game system, and much more. You can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl